This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, good morning. Ksubas Daf Kuf Hei. We're going to do something a little different now. We're going to have an Ian share on Gemara we didn't learn yet. But don't worry, you don't have to know much. On Thursday night, we did Kuf Dalet and the first half of Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. Tonight, we're going to do the second half of Kuf Hei Amid Aleph and Kuf Hei Amid Beis. It's mostly Agada to Gemara. It's about Dayanim, judges, not taking ribbis. That ribbis is very harmful. Not only will it blind the Dayan from seeing the respective merit and demerit of the litigants properly, but more than that, it will literally cause physical blindness to the Dayan. Okay, so the Gemara even says, and you just have to know a little bit of the Gemara, I'll put it up on the... The Gemara says on v'shoichad loisikach is shoichad only aser if you intend to take a bribe to judge wrongly. What if you take a bribe to judge correctly? V'hatanya v'shoichad loisikach ma tamen loimer im lelamed shloy lizakai says a chayv loy lechayv sazakai. If the pasuk is saying not to render innocent the guilty and vice versa, harei kvar nemar loisata mishpat, it says don't pervert the justice. So why does it have to say lo yisikach shoychad? We know you're not allowed to give a wrong court case. You're not allowed to give a wrong ruling. Ela afilu lezakai says sazakai lechayv zechayv. Even to take a bribe to issue the correct verdict, amra toira v'shoychad lo yisikach. Okay. So the bottom line is you're not allowed to take a bribe, not only to pervert the verdict, but even to judge correctly. The question is, once a bribe is offered, you're not allowed to judge the case. You're disqualified from judging the case. But there's a very big chakira in the parameters of the issur of taking a bribe. Is the issur to take the bribe? Or is the issur after you were bribed to adjudicate the case? What that means, the nafkamina would be, let's say you're not going to adjudicate the case, could you keep the money? Let's say you're a dayan. Somebody offers you $1 million. Sorry, can't do it. Okay, can't do it. So you're not going to judge the case. Could you keep the money? He gave you the money. There's a rule, Yavid Loi Mahani. There's a concept in Shas, it's a Gemara in Temura, that when the Torah says don't do something, if you try to do it, it's not effective. It doesn't work. The Rambam has a wondrous chiddush. The Rambam says in Perek Chaf Gimel of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Loisikach Shoichad, do not take a bribe. Ein Tzarch Loimar La'aveis Hasadin. It goes without saying, you're not to take a bribe to pervert the din. Ela filo zakas a sazakel chayv zachayv, even to judge correctly. Aser va'over beloisase, you're over alav. V'harehu bechlal arur loykeach shoychad. This is included in the prohibition. Cursed is he who takes shoychad. V'chayiv lahachzir hashoychad kisheyisveenu anoisein. You need to return the bribe when the giver claims the money. Okay. The problem is, where'd the Rambam get this from? Why do you have to return it? You know, the Torah says by Gezela, Veheshev Esagzela. The Torah didn't say Veheshev Esagzela. Maybe you only get Malkus. Maybe you wouldn't have to return it. Nowhere does the Torah say you have to return the bribe. Why do you have to return the bribe? Why do you have to return? The guy gave it to you. Say he gave it to you only on condition that you adjudicate the case. I don't know why he gave it to you. He didn't say why he gave it to me. I'm a judge. I was judging his case. He wrote me out a check. Why do I have to get back to him? He didn't make a stipulation. Maybe if he makes a stipulation, I'm only giving it to you if you... Okay, so he gave it to me on that condition. He didn't make a condition. The Rambam says at a left field that a dayan has to return the bribe. Where did the Rambam get this from? Kein kosev a Rambam perek chaf gimel chasan hedrin v'koy akol shoychad Now the Rambam's mashiv, he doesn't claim it. The Rambam says if the guy doesn't claim it, you don't have to return it, even if he gave the bribe for you to pervert the din. If the noisin is not toiveyat, so he's moichal. You could be Michael just like you're Michael Gezel. Because Rambam v'din ribbish she yotzis nami v'dayanim im ratzalim cha Michael v'din ribbish v'shechad shavim the yotzim v'dayanim av me'inoi tovei have a mechila. V'igol ha'akshis de menolei la Rambam the shechad yotzim v'dayanim. Where did the Rambam get that you could demand shechad back? To me ribbish le matzilim. If you can't learn it from ribbish. There's a special gzeres hakosav you have to return ribbis. There's no gzeres hakosav you have to return shaychad. Where did the Rambam get that if a judge is offered a bribe, he has to give it back? Why would he have to give it back? The guy didn't. Why? Because the person who gave it is demanding it back. He didn't say, I'm only giving it to you if you do what I ask you. He gave it. That's what, you know, you have to have some savvy when you give a bribe. You can't say, oh, by the way, I'm giving this to you. You know, it's understood what a bribe is for. So why do you have to give it back? By ribbis, you only have to give it back because you have gzeres hakasav. Says the Bach v'yeshlemer, the Sri Lel Rambam, that even ribbis, you don't need gzeres hakasav. Nami lo yitzrukhra lahachi. The pshitahi, kivan de amar achmana, since the merciful one wrote as kasvacha loisitin loy beneshech, don't give ribbis, I avar venosan gezelhu. If the guy violated and gave it, it's stealing. Ubay lamahadr. The kivan de kamar achmana loisavid, since the Torah said don't do it, I avid loy mahani. If you did it, it doesn't help. The Bach goes on to say, by ribbis, maybe we need the pasuk v'chei achicha imach, that you give it back for a different reason. But uminah de b'shoichad, look, second line from the bottom, but by bribes, lo yitzukra. I don't need a pasuk, you have to give it back. De pshitahi. Kivan de amar achmana lo yisikach. Since the Torah says, don't take a bribe, I avar v'lokach. If the dayan took the bribe, it didn't work. He wasn't koinet. You hear what he's saying? You know I have to give it back? Because I wasn't coin it. You gave me a bribe. But the Torah says, I'm not allowed to take a bribe. So I'm not allowed to take it. I can't make a kinyan on it. If I can't make a kinyan, it's still yours. So I have to give it back. The Bach is invoking the principle, kol Kivan de Amar Rachmana loy savid I avad loy mahani. There is no way to make a kinyan on a bribe. Why? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to take it. If you're not allowed to take it, it doesn't work. By the way, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ma'oid Ma'oid Tzarech Shul Hadayin lizar shalai likach shaychad. Afil lezakas lezakas v'imlok choy tzarech lahach ziroi. You have to return it. Says the Gra. Oh, I might have gotten cut off. Says the Gra, why do you have to return it? Yeah, got cut off. Over here. Says the Gra. Tamura Dalad Amad Bez Rava Amar. So what's he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara in Tamura Dalad Amad Bez. Amar Abaye, Komil Sad Amar Rachmana Loi Sa'avid Im Avid Mahani. Abaye said, any matter that the Merciful One said, don't do, if you did it, it works. The Isak Adal Loi Mahani, am I lucky? Because if it's not effective, then why do you get Malkus? You didn't do anything. Rava Amar Loi Mahani. Midi. And it doesn't work. It's not effective. And why do you get Malkus? Because you violated the word of God. And the Gemara says, Abaye and Rava argue about Ribbis Katsutsa, whether it's Yoitza B'Dayanim. Yoitza B'Dayanim means, Rava holds, Ribbis Katsutsa, the Dayanim will take it away from the Malva. So the Gra is saying, like the Bach, that just like by Ribbis Katsutsa, if you give someone Ribbis, they cannot keep it. You can get it back in the court. Likewise, if you give a Dayan a bribe, he cannot keep it. You could take him to court and you will get it back. Why? Because since the Torah says you're not allowed to give it, there's no way to give a bribe. It's not shaykh to give a bribe. The Dayan was never koina the bribe. Because the Torah says you can't do it, so therefore he's not koina it. So here's an interesting question. Is giving a bribe lav sheyesh by maisa or lav she'ein by maisa? Lav sheyesh by maisa. So then why do you get malchus for giving a bribe? No. Why not? Why don't you get malchus for giving a bribe? But if you say, like the Rambam seems to be paskening, that it's nitein lehishavain, it has to be returned, then it's basically the same way by gezela, there's no malchus because it's nitein lehishavain. Shoichad, there's no malchus because it's nitein lehishavain. The Minchas Chinuch says, v'ikar adin d'tzarach lahachsar shoichad. The din that you have to return a bribe, loy herak has a mishnah makara may ayin yotzei l'ramim din zel. Because the mishnah doesn't show where the ramim got this from. Kiman deleka asay, there's no asay to return the bribe. K'may gezela v'ribis. By gezela there's an asay v'heishav asa agzela v'ribis there's an asay v'chei achicha uminolan dechay ba'ashava. And even karka. The Minchas Chinuch holds that it doesn't say if you steal land you have to return it. There it's because Bershusa Demare Isa. You can never steal it in the first place. It's not an exeles. But here where the litigant gave it as a matana, but the Torah assers it. And by Ribbis, there's a mitzvah saseh to return, but there's no mitzvah saseh to return Shoichad. So the Minchas Chinuch says, V'hanir alaniyas da'iti b'tam. It's ayin and tamura, where the Gemara wants to say the chiluk between kol misl d'amar rachmano le'savri avid le'mahani o'i avid le'mahani inyan ribbis katsutsa. That according to Abaye, you can't extract it because I avid mahani, and according to Rava, you could. And then the Gemara says, no, they argue about the pasuk v'chay achicha imach. So here, where there's no pasuk, according to Rav Hozi Avid Loi Mahani, you have to give back the Shoichad. Why? Because Kol Mosam Rachman Loi Savid Avid Loi Mahani. That's why the Rambam Paskins, you have to return Shoichad. In that case, we understand why there's no Malkus. Because it's Nitein Lihishavain. It's something that could be returned. It becomes like Gezela. In that case, the Minchas Chinuch says that a giving back Shoichad is an absolute chayv, and your Menachasim are Meshubed to give back the Shoichad. And the Yorshim would have to pay, like any Gezela. And then it would come out that you don't get Malkus because it's Nitein Lehishavain. So this is a very interesting makar for the Rambam that you have to return Shaychad, namely because since the Torah says you're not allowed to give it, your giving it is not effective and you can't make a kinyan on it. The Maram Shik has a different take on this. The Maram Shik disagrees. The Maram Shik says the Torah, the Isser is not taking Shaychad. If the Isser was don't take Shaychad, then if you took Shaychad, it's ineffective. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch and the Bach and the Gra, who are understanding the Rambam, that the reason why you have to return Shaychad is because the Torah says don't take Shaychad, so there's no way to make a kinyan on it, and they're marshalling the Gemara of Kalmilsa de Amar Rachman Oloi Savedi Avid Loi Mahani. They understand the Isser of Shaychad is you're not allowed to take Shaychad. Now take Shaychad, there's no way to be kind of Shaychad. But the Maram Shik says they're wrong. There's no Avera to take Shaychad. The Avera is you're now to judge the case if you took the Shaychad. So the Torah doesn't say don't take Shaychad. The Torah says don't judge. So I'm not judging, but I'm keeping the bribe that you gave me. So therefore the din of Komilsa Amar Rachman Aloy Savid Yavid Loy Mahani does not apply here. In fact, the Maram Shik adds, the Isser of taking the money is only if you're going to pervert the justice.
I understand. If he doesn't judge the case, then it's not Shaychad in the first place.
But it was given to him. He was the judge, and it was given as a bribe. So since it was given as a bribe, he can't judge the case. So now what does he do with the money? Could he keep the money? The Rambam says he still can't keep the money. So he's saying if the Isser is to judge the case, I'm not judging the case to begin with. Well, you're not judging anymore because you were given a bribe. The Isser is when you're given a bribe, you can't judge the case. So now what? Now the guy's stuck with a bribe. Is he allowed to keep it? The Rambam still says you're not allowed to keep it. So if it's because Yavid Loi Mahani, that L'chaira only makes sense if the Isser is to take the money. The Maram Shik says like this, I don't know, it didn't make it to the sheets here. He says, V'im Kain, he says the Isser of taking Shaychad is Shaychad will blind you. The Torah is telling you that even though you're taking it to be Mezakeh the Zakai and to Mechayev the Chayev, ultimately you'll come to be Ma'avis the Mishpat. Like Chazal say, we'll see, why is it called Shaychad? You and the Baal Din are Nasechad. You become like one. You become Nogei Abadavar. So the Maram Shik says, it's not because Kal Milsa D'Amar Rachman Aloy Sa'ad Yavid Loy Mahani. Because that's only if the matter is Asr Machmas Atzmai. It's not Asr Machmas Atzmai to take the Shaychad. It's only because the Torah is Yare L'Saif Datai that you're going to come to Ma'avis the Mishpat. So he says, since L'kichas Shaychad is only Asr Misham Ivas the Mishpat and it's not Asr Mitzad Atzmai, we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani. But still, you still wouldn't get Malkus, he says, even though technically you don't have to return it, because the Gemar Ha'isser is not when you take the Shaychad. The Gemar Ha'isser is when you judge the case. So it's like a Lav She'im by Maisa. Taking the Shaychad is like a Lav She'im by Maisa because you didn't do the Isser yet. But then he concludes that you still have to return the money. Why? Let's say you took the Shaychad and you judged the case. Is the din valid or not? the Bali Dinim could be Chayzer. So if the guy gave it to you Amanas to judge the din, and it's not a din, you have to return, because he only gave it to you Al Dasa, you should be Dan the din. I don't really hear that. What do you mean he only gave it to you? We don't know why he gave it to you. Anyway, the Maram Shik doesn't accept the approach of the Bach, the Gra, and the Minchas Chinuch, that it's you have to return it Alts Kamusam Rachmano Le Savri Avloi Mahani. That approach is the Torah says don't take Shaychad. So if the Torah says don't take Shaychad, there's no way to effectively be koineit. Therefore, it's not yours. It's the original person. So you have to return to him what belongs to him. Maram Shik says that doesn't apply here. That only applies to something that's Asr Machmas Atzmai. This is Asr because of another reason, that we're afraid you might not judge correctly. But here, you have to give it back because he gave it to you to judge a judgment, and there is no judgment here because you're Naigea Bedavar. But I don't know if that's so pasha that he only gave it to you for that. He didn't say why he gave it to you. Anyway, that's the sugya of Lekichas Shoychad. That Pashtos, most Achroinim say it has to be returned because of the Yisoid of Kamos Amra Rachman Alei Savri Avelai Mahani. Rabbi Yisai, have a great rest of your Sunday. Join us tonight, Kuf Hey Amar Aleph, second half, and Kuf Hey Amar Beis. And Brach Vatzlacha. Okay? Have a great day. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.